Happy Friday, Plant City. I'm Justin Klein, she's Brianne Williams, and we'd like to welcome you back to the 6 Feet Apart cast. The Plant City Observer is bringing you the latest in all things COVID-19 around our area week after week, and as always, we're going to start with the news from this week's EPG meeting. Not meetings anymore, there's only one a week now. Brie, what did we learn this week?
So if you've been following the news, you know that not only Hillsborough County, but the entire state and much of the country has started to see an uptick in positive COVID-19 cases. And that's an alarming signal considering the state here is literally just starting to reopen. Obviously, that was the major topic during Thursday's EPG meeting. We had a bunch of health updates talking about what we've been doing, why we think this is happening, and where we should go moving forward. And a brief update, in the past week, there's been 250 new cases, and part of that does come from more testing. However, hospitalizations have increased over the past week as well. You know, on Thursday, there were 172 people hospitalized, which was an increase of 24 people over the last week. And Gene Early, the Healthcare Services Department Director, announced during the meeting that Brandon was going to be getting a new testing site. That was kind of spurred by School Board Chair Melissa Snively's insistence last week that they get one there because they were having to drive to Plant City or Tampa to be able to get tested. But Early went a step further yesterday during the meeting and said that Wamama and Sun City Center are also going to be getting testing sites, but on a smaller scale. And then Plant City Mayor Rick Lott also diverted attention away from COVID for a hot second by mentioning Big Old Bertha, aka the tropical storm that arose on the East Coast and was heading ever inland when we recorded this podcast. Lott asked for an update on how prepared the county was to handle a potential storm swinging our way. And he was assured the looming threat is being taken seriously and everything is in place that we could need to quickly prepare for a storm. As we repeatedly have heard from EPG members over the course of the past several months, they feel as if they're new and kind of fumbling in the dark when it comes to handling the response to a pandemic, as it has literally never come up before. However, our leaders are experts at navigating the risk in response to hurricanes. So while that is definitely something that we're worried about, it's something they are more comfortable handling because they've done it 100 times before. So that's something to keep an eye on going forward as hurricane season really picks up in Hillsborough County. The EPG will be meeting again next Thursday at 1:30 p.m. to talk about this some more. There were a lot of motions that ended up failing, which means that it either didn't get a second or didn't get enough votes. So if you'd like to get the full wrap-up of what happened, you can always go to the county's Facebook or YouTube pages and watch the full meeting yourself.
Okay, we're going to move on now to our talk of the town. This week, we wanted to get your thoughts on how Governor Ron DeSantis has responded to the pandemic. Do you love the guy and think he's setting a great example for the rest of the country? Do you hate the guy and think he screwed up? Are you somewhere in the middle? We wanted to know, so we got on Facebook and a whole lot of you weighed in. I think the majority of readers who participated reacted positively to the governor's pandemic response, but we did get a few differing opinions, and we are going to present all sides in here today, just like we did in print yesterday. And as always, if I get your name wrong, I apologize. Dennis Carroll said, "I think he's done a great job. Other than the terrible unemployment system he inherited, it's been good. The problem is, people who think they are invincible that gather and spread the virus. I'm a senior citizen, and I protect myself and wife as much as I can. If you feel afraid, stay isolated." Andrew Young said, "It's not a good look when your state's leader is getting mad at people saying the unemployment system is broken and demands to know who hasn't gotten their benefits in an indignant manner." Christine Wynn said, "I feel that he is doing a good job given the circumstances and what he has been given to work with. The shutdown was necessary because, as I have witnessed firsthand, we can't expect people to exercise the needed precautions. Sometimes it takes laws and mandates for people to do the right thing." Carolyn Roberts-Ballesta said, "Can't stand the man." Linda Stanland Wetherington said, "Pretty much no matter what he says or does, someone is going to find fault. Even President Trump said if he had known what he knows now, he would not have closed it down totally. Oh my, what perfect vision hindsight is. If every human had been washing their hands and using hand sanitizer the way it is made to be used, a lot of this would not have put us where we are now. So maybe we shouldn't be so quick to point fingers as to who did what and what slash how they are doing." Pamela Mills said, "DeSantis is a Trump sycophant. We will all soon learn whether opening up businesses was wise." Scott McIntosh said, "Really great. Needs to get unemployment fixed, but great job throughout the crisis." And Debbie Gillespie said, "Strong leader, very pleased with all he has done." We're going to move on now to the Introvert's Guide to Self-Isolation, where two people who think the hermit lifestyle is a little bit underrated help you make the most of any extra time that you have to spend indoors. So, Bree, as you know, I was on Twitter the other night, and I saw Brittany Murphy was trending. I had a huge crush on her when I was younger, and when I heard she died, I was pretty bummed out, but I didn't know exactly how shady the circumstances around her death were. I didn't really follow the story too much after it happened, so I checked out the trending topic, and everybody was talking about a new documentary on her and her husband's deaths produced by Investigation Discovery. That is a branch of the Discovery Channel Network, same as Food Network, Travel Channel, all that stuff, obviously Discovery. You can go on investigationdiscovery.com and watch this whole thing for free. It's called Brittany Murphy, an ID Mystery. It's less than an hour long, but it takes a long, hard look at three people: Brittany Murphy, her husband Simon Monjak, and her mother Sharon. This thing raises a lot of questions in a little bit of time, like, was Brittany Murphy poisoned? Was her death accidental? Did her husband or her mother contribute to her death in some way? And when he died in an eerily similar fashion just 5 months later in the same house while living with her mother, did she have something to do with that? It's bizarre, it's super interesting, and I'd say it's definitely worth your time if you're into true crime stuff, even if all of these questions don't have clear-cut answers right now. Have you seen this yet, Brie?
I have seen the drama on Twitter, but I have not actually sat down and watched the documentary, I guess, the investigative video element of this all.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch of, they've got the families in there. There's Brittany Murphy's dad, who passed shortly before all this was completed and the documentary released. Simon Monjak's mom's in there, a lot of investigative journalists, crime reporters, stuff like that, people from L.A., this thing is very short, but it does a lot in a little bit of a time. So yeah, you should definitely check it out. Also, what have you been up to this week? What do you have for the guide?
So I'm going to highly recommend that listeners go look into an outdoor adventure this week. With our parks reopening and activities slowly starting to come back, I think now's the perfect time to be able to teach your kids or just lead by example that you can recreate while taking other people's safety into consideration. I know on social media that has been a big point of debate between people who want to go out and people who are going out and not putting any thought into the way that they are enjoying the outdoors. So Plant City's local park system has been open since May 4th, and Parks and Recreation Director Jack Collins said in an email that, and I quote, "Park users have done a great job of social distancing and respecting the CDC and DOH guidelines," end quote. If you're going to go out to a local park, wear a mask and social distance. It's not a difficult request, but if you're on social media, again, you can see loads of people in parks in the photos that we're seeing in Tampa and St. Pete where these people are piled on top of each other and they're not paying any attention to safety. And that is causing both backlash and copycats, if you will. So go kick a ball around, go walk a trail, pick up your yoga mat, do some park yoga with your friends as long as you're spread out. It's a great way to get some exercise in while showing that you are taking this seriously. And there's also a great opportunity to go on a larger adventure. Boat ramps are open up all over the county, including at Menard Park here in Plant City. You can drive a little further and go to the Hillsborough River or even out to Crystal River, Wickiwachi, and go kayaking or canoeing, and it'll just be you, your family, or a close friend, an alligator, maybe even a manatee, and hopefully that will be it. Weather permitting, a friend and I are going to go kayaking Sunday morning for her birthday, and when I called the place that I normally go through, they were like, "Yeah, we're launching, and we only allow reservations right now because we've cut our normal launch numbers by 75%. So They want these rivers and springs to essentially be empty so that people aren't on top of each other. And they've also really altered their policies on how you get around. So the staff has little to no contact with anyone while using their service. It's not going to be the same as it was before, but it's safe and it's responsible. And I highly recommend you do the research to figure out how to do whatever task you want safely. And then once you find a good method, stick to it. So support the businesses that are taking this seriously. Use them safely. Respect your neighbors. And let's get back under the sun. But there is a lot of rain coming. So if you are not able to go outside and enjoy the sunshine and the great outdoors, do what we always do and turn on your TV or your laptop and stream something. I think I mentioned it last week, but we ran a two-part streaming guide in the Observer with the final part coming out this week, and it's online right now. They're both there, where we did a really deep dive into five different streaming services. We did Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, HBO, and Disney Plus, and we found everything from old favorites that everybody loves but may not realize is on there to cult indie classics that if you are really into media, you might have heard of, but otherwise you probably haven't, but they're gems, to the stuff that everybody's talking about right now, the originals that are gaining traction and winning awards all over. So definitely check out both of those articles. There's a lot on there, but at least I've watched everyone. I'm sure you've watched a bunch as well, Justin, but we have some great recommendations on there. If you like, you know, if you want a kid show, really just skip down to the Disney Plus section because all of those are safe. We can't talk about Disney Plus and not talk about The Mandalorian because that is one of the greatest TV shows ever. And it is carrying the Star Wars universe on its back right now, which is fine. But there's also like documentaries on the Disney show, The Imagineering Story, which gives like an in-depth history at how they built the parks. That's incredible. If you pop over to HBO, everyone's heard of Westworld. That's a huge thing. And unlike Game of Thrones, it's not over. So we don't know if it's going to have a terrible ending. And it has some of the best writing out there. Hands down, you got to watch it. Gentleman Jack, which is incredible and starting to gain a lot of traction. It's on HBO. The Righteous Gemstones, which is super sacrilegious and crude. So if you are sensitive to that type of material, stay away. But if not, it's hilarious. Then you got Hulu, which is full of gems. I mean, Bob's Burgers alone is worth getting Hulu because that cartoon is the best ever. But Killing Eve is amazing. Scrubs, Seinfeld, Mrs. America is brand new. But when you've got a show with Kate Blanchett and Rose Byrne and Sarah Paulson and Yuzo Aduba, how do you not watch that? There's even Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, which for those of you who probably remember Glee, picture Glee, but not terrible. So this is a show that has music in every episode, but it's actually well written and it's acted to a T. And then next thing you know, you're crying because it's really emotional on top of that. You gotta watch it. And Taika Waititi does What We Do in Shadows, which is a TV show that's like a spinoff of his film. Imagine if a documentary crew was following a bunch of vampires that were living together in Staten Island around. I mean, it doesn't get any weirder and funnier than that. We talk about Amazon with Good Omens and Modern Love, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Fleabag, you know, even the classic Addams Family from, you know, 1964 and 1965 that basically created a cult following that persists to this day. Netflix has gems like Schitt's Creek on it and The Witcher, which you don't even have to like the video game to like the show because it's beautifully filmed and well acted.
Do play the game though. The game was awesome. Well, the games were awesome. Say, or several of them. Don't play the first one, but the last two were really good, especially the third.
Justin got me hooked on Witcher and I need to thank him every day for the rest of my life for it because that game changed it. It changed everything. It was amazing. What are you watching, Justin?
Not as much TV as you. I would like to point out here that Hulu has It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which got me through college. It has Letterkenny, which I'm starting to get into now. If you like Trailer Park Boys, it's around the same kind of thing. Good Canadian comedy. I went on Netflix the other day and watched Uncut Gems finally, which was the most stressful thing I've seen in quite a long time. Very good movie, but it just didn't do so good for my anxiety that I was already feeling that weekend.
Yeah, my heart rate was probably 4 times what it normally is when I watch that movie.
Right. So, yeah, that was quite an experience. Definitely not for kids. Don't watch that if you have any children around at all. It's extremely, just don't do it. Take my word for it. But, yeah, other than that, I haven't been super into the whole TV thing lately. I have been watching a lot of Seinfeld clips on my phone, though. So my YouTube queue is completely populated with that. But, yeah, that was a really in-depth guide, though. Bree spent a lot of time researching this, a lot of time and effort into this one. Actually, this was a project that was thought out over the last few weeks. If you've been reading us, you know that we've been putting a lot of time into all this media stuff that you can do. I had the big thing about video games a couple weeks ago that took up 2 pages. She had this two-parter with streaming. We're going to be getting to a point pretty soon, I'm sure, where more things are opening up. A lot of you are opting to go out more than, say, stay indoors. So we just want to get this in while we can, basically, and help you guys out. Because if you have to stay in for any reason, if, heaven forbid, you get sick or someone else gets sick around you, or just there's some reason you have to stay cooped up, we just want to make sure you're good to go with stuff like this. But if you want to go outside more and take advantage of an increase in things that are open, more freedoms, hey, more power to you.
As long as you do it safely.
Yes, please be safe. Please stay healthy. We want to see you again at some point. On that note, since we're talking about parks, as many of you know, hopefully you read yesterday's paper, otherwise you heard about it before, youth sports and summer programs are able to come back now. As the Parks and Rec Department's been saying, it's not as easy as saying everything's back right now because there's still some hurdles to jump, hoops to clear, things like that, but we have a path now for everything to start transitioning back to normal, or not everything, but all the youth sports and stuff. One thing I do want to point out for people who are looking to recreate, though, because a lot of you aren't going to be playing on youth football teams or things like that, a lot of the classes and activities and stuff that's normally offered at the rec centers, like shuffleboard, for example, some of those indoor sports, things like that, they are not currently back yet. And the department said in a press release that came out earlier this week that they were anticipating all that stuff to come back sometime around August. So we're getting there. It's going to be at least a little bit before that happens, but just don't go rushing to grab all the shuffleboard stuff just yet. It's not quite back, but progress is being made. All right, last things last, we're going to end the show, as always, by looking for the helpers. It's Positive Vibes Only in this little corner of our show, and once again, I want to ask all of you listeners out there to keep us in the loop with positive news, uplifting stories, and anything good that we can talk about on the podcast, maybe even put in the paper. Bree, why don't you go first? What put a smile on your face this week?
The story this week that really lifted my spirits is actually a precursor to an event that's going to hopefully happen this weekend, the Plant City Senior Parade. And that's an event that's open to all the high school seniors in Plant City, is this Saturday at 10 a.m. And a bunch of different groups and businesses posted about the event. And then the community really started to come together to help these kids make a great memory. People were discussing how their family was going to be banking signs and line up on the route, even though they didn't have a kid in high school, let alone a senior. Others were tagging their friends, saying they needed to park by each other on the route so that they could social distance and still rally together to make sure that these guys had something to hold on to over the next few years, you know, when they look back at their senior year. And then on the Plant City Police Department Facebook page, they posted about the event discussing road closures and the overall kind of plan when kids are lining up, etc. And someone commented that they had a few classic cars that he was going to love to allow the kids to use if anyone wanted it. And he said, you know, his sons had already graduated, but he wanted to give back and help if there was a desire for the vehicles. And of course, that was a massive hit. And many people were commenting back to him. And it kind of, I think, sparked something, because now outside of these posts, even on social media, I'm seeing other people post about the parade and what they can do to help, how they've reached out and lended a helping hand. And we won't know until Saturday how massive this parade actually is, but the hype is building and I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm hoping that the rain holds off at least long enough for them to get through the route, or just goes away altogether, because that would be great for them to have a sunny ride through town.
Yeah, it's going to be great for all those kids to get their time to shine, especially if, and I'm, you know, I don't want to jinx anything, I'll knock on wood, Here we go. If something happens and these graduation ceremonies at HCPS planned in July can't happen, at least they're going to have this. So this is great. I'm hoping that as many seniors from as many area schools as possible get in on this. And I'm going to be checking it out, take some photos. I can't wait to see what happens because this is going to be really special for the kids. Speaking of which, we have a special issue hitting the streets and maybe even your driveway next Thursday. It's our annual journey section with all the graduates. We've got interviews with the valedictorians and salutatorians. We've got photos. Many of the photos will be of this parade. All that good stuff. Just like every year, it'll be in print and online, so be sure to check it out. Anyway, my anecdote for Look for the Helpers is actually very recent, from yesterday. The Wooden Spoon went to Fire Station 2 on Alexander Street in the morning and donated 20 meals to the firefighters. We've talked about the diner's work before on the show, but now they have donated more than 1,000 meals, and the actual number is about 1,018. But all these meals have been given out to first responders, essential workers, nurses, like city employees, more folks in Plant City. They're just trying to help out as much as they possibly can, and they have been for these last few months, even with business being really slow for them, as it is for many other restaurants. I'm not going to go too much more into detail about this on the show because I have a story about it online right now. Wrote it, put it up yesterday. So if you haven't read that yet, I encourage you to go to plantcityobserver.com and check it out. But yeah, this is exactly the kind of thing that makes Plant City unique compared to other communities. Even the people who haven't been here very long, like Manny Russos, the owner, has only been here a few months. Even these people can pick up on, you know, the way Plant City is really quick, dive right in, help out, and just be a part of this big little thing in this small little community. Anyway, on that note, we're going to wrap things up for this week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, as always. Stay tuned for next Friday's show, and you stay safe, Plant City.